Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We maintain the peace through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression.
Trust but verify.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. America's best days are yet to come.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny.
Welcome to the Reaganism Podcast, a series of conversations dedicated to exploring where the Reagan movement lives today. This show seeks to accomplish a couple of goals. One, we want to understand the foundations of the political philosophy that moved millions of Americans and powered what came to be called the Reagan Revolution. Second, and most importantly, we're hosting discussions about contemporary issues, looking at it through the lens of President Reagan. Essentially, we want to understand how his principles and beliefs continue to motivate and impact the work of elected officials, public intellectuals, and leading citizens across the country today. President Reagan was extraordinarily popular with younger voters. He won the 18 to 24 age bracket by some 22 points in the 1984 presidential elections. Those people were motivated by President Reagan's optimistic vision for the future and his consistent devotion to several core ideas. We think those same principles provide a framework for our country to address the complex problems of today and tomorrow. Here are a couple of highlights.
He thought in a kind of future versus past way, which is different from a lot of conservatives. Conservatives tend to look to the past. Reagan looked to the future, always.
And in the 2012 campaign, there was an exit poll. And the exit poll asked, which of four characteristics is most important to you as a president? And 78% of people chose three of the four, and Romney won each of those by between 9 and 23 points. So you think 78%, average victory margin of 13 points, Romney should be president. He loses because about 18% choose the fourth category, and he loses that 81 to 18, 63 points, and that category was cares about people like me. And that is a test that Ronald Reagan did not fail. He passed it. And it is a problem that Republican candidates continually have because they haven't adopted the core element of Reaganism.
We sort of set up this false choice between, you know, do you emphasize values on the one hand or human rights on the one hand or just pure hard power military concerns on the other. Reagan shows that there's a different way where those things can be combined into a coherent grand strategy.
I was talking to all these people in these long lines, and there was an old man with a young kid on his shoulders, and he said, "American, American, I want you to see this. I brought my grandson so he could understand that we get to choose our country's leaders." Mm-hmm. And I said, "So what do you want?" And this old Pakistani man said, "I want my son to have a job and an education, and I want to live in a democracy where politicians don't steal from the public. That's what I want." And actually, you hear that all over the world. Yeah. People all want similar things.
Thanks for joining us on Reaganism, and please don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you won't miss an episode. You can also find us online at thereaganinstitute.com and on Twitter and Facebook at Reagan Institute.